Chapter 3, The Western Rim, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the California Apocalypse. Know ye that at the right hand of the Indies there is an island called California, very close to that part of the terrestrial paradise, which was inhabited by black women without a single man among them, and they lived in the manner of Amazons. They were robust of body with strong passionate hearts and great virtue. The island itself is one of the wildest in the world, on account of the bold and craggy rocks. From the Adventures of Esplandian by Garcia Rodriguez de Montalvo. Here from this mountain shore, headland beyond stormy headland, plunging like dolphins through the blue sea smoke into pale sea. Look west at the hill of water. It is half the planet. This dome, this half-globe, this bulging eyeball of water, arched over to Asia, Australia, and white Antarctica. Those are the eyelids that never close. This is the staring, unsleeping eye of the earth, and what it watches is not our wars. From The Eye by Robinson Jeffers. California, the ocean rim of North America, was the last stop for the great white horde of westward-roaming Indo-Europeans, whose restlessness makes half of history. You stand on the boardwalk at Santa Monica or on a bluff above the beach at Point Reyes Station, and you think this is where it ended, the enormous trek westward that began when the tribes fragmented in bits and pieces off the top of the Indian subcontinent and started that strangely compulsive walk west, through Western Asia, becoming the Scythian horse people, across the Balkans, seeping down into Greece, and then down the Italian peninsula. And the ones who lingered became Rome, with the creation of civilizations being almost an afterthought to the energy of this migration. And over centuries, millennia, they cover a swath of Western Europe the size of a people, and they founded another civilization, with Gothic heaven-thrusting spires and the sound of bells and the smell of burning pyres. And they come to the edge of the sea and mill about on the shore till another spasm of wanderlust leaps the channel and begins to fill Britain. And in another millennium or so, that's not enough. And because they cannot stand still, they are compelled to face their greatest challenge, the stormy moat of the Atlantic. And they do it. They cross the ocean, they crush the indigenes again, they claim and populate a continent vaster and much richer than...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?